The humanitarian situation is disastrous. Nearly 680,000 people have been affected, especially, you know, populations living on the riverbanks and on the swamps and, you know, around the rivers. What has happened is that, you know, there has been an overflow of the Niger River, the Weme River, and the Zoo rivers. And, you know, all the lakes, you know, are you know, overflown. And the flooding is taking place all over, you know, the 55 administrative districts of the 77 administrative districts in total. So, you know, 680 people have been affected. More than 122,000 children are affected. And, you know, schools, some schools are closed because the schools have been used as shelters.
Now, of course, you're also getting reports of cases of cholera and malaria. We know both diseases are rampant. What is the situation there and what is most needed for the people? What is the UN appealing to world leaders for?
Actually, you know, 46 people have died. Some from cholera, but the situation in Cotonou is, you know, we're controlling it. WHO, is the World Health Organization, is providing health kits for at least 3,000 people. We are trying to, we have just started, you know, our emergency response mechanisms. We have activated it, and we have some responses coming up. We have $4.4 million approved for food, shelter, nutrition, health, of course, and water and sanitation. What is happening is the most, you know, acute problem right now that we are facing is, as you said, is the waterborne diseases, because from the flooding, everything, I mean, from the toilets and the septic tanks, you know, have overflown. So we're trying to water is stagnating and contaminated. And this is affecting the health of the people living in the water and around the water. So we are appealing to the international community, you know, and through our humanitarian action plan, which we are launching this week for an amount of $46 million, you know, in the various different sectors. Like I said, food is one of the most important. Food security is one area. Health, shelter, including reconstruction of the houses that have been demolished. There were 55,000 houses demolished, and we need, you know, to purify the water, the drinking water, provide drinking water. So these are the areas that we are working together with the NGOs and the government.